Hello, people. Welcome to We're Reading Dirty Books, our special, what are we calling this?
Series,
thank you, of We're Talking Fantasy Football.
It's a podcast for people who like paranormal romance novels and football.
I'm Saylet.
I'm Kalina.
And we're having a really hard time talking tonight.
Challenging.
All so, right, guys. Bad news, we lost. We're just going to come out and see it. Yeah. We lost last week to Vu.
No. We lost to John.
Oh, shit. We beat Vu.
We beat Vu.
No edit. Why did I think that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know what you think, but
I apologize. Well, John is a contender. John Absolutely. Is one of our two contenders.
So, yeah. So. But, positive note to the loss, we outperformed our projections.
Yes.
He outperformed his just better than us. But we were like the third highest score of the week.
Yeah,
we're still second in the league because there's only one team that's 3-0. And there's like five or six teams that are 2-1.
Mm-hmm. We're one.
And we have the highest overall points in the league.
Yeah.
So if Ben, who is 3-0, loses next week and we win this week, then we're first.
Yes.
Then we're just the best. So, you know, yeah, it's a loss, but of all the losses, it's not the worst.
Hey, we're predicted to go 11-2. If that's one of our two and
we
get one more and no more after that, then I'm fucking good with it.
Yeah. So yes, John won. But it wasn't because our team did anything. They actually did better than they were supposed to do, and
yeah.
We still lost, so.
Yeah, they did real good.
They did.
Well, actually, what's his face was starting to kick ass there for a second. I don't remember who it was. I'm not even going to say his name because I don't remember. Oh, Kenny Stills.
Oh, yeah.
I think because he wasn't projected all the scores that he got 12 points for us in numbers.
He's always projected low.
Mean anything to you guys, but he's always projected low, but he was doing real good. So
no, he did great.
That was
for
awesome.
For Miami.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have a better week this week, too.
Yeah. So
even though, I think they're playing New England, which is actually scary, but okay. But New England's lost two in a row, so
yeah,
who
they're
knows?
Not doing
Whatever,
so
fuck.
Hot this season so far. So.
Yeah. So this week we are playing Dirty Pirate Hookers,
which is if you guys have been following in our original series, we talk about Emily a lot. She is our third half. I know that math doesn't make sense. She's that's her husband Ryan. So he's been in the league for a couple of years also, and it's really fun to play against him and beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to kill him this week. I'm
yeah.
sorry. He's 0-3 in the league.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he has. I mean, you know.
You never know.
We're projected to win. So far, all the projections have been awfully close to accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we can't lose to an 0-3 team.
No.
That shit's not happening.
No. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't lose to Ryan.
No, we can't lose to Ryan. There's a couple people we just can't lose to.
There's a few, and he's, yeah. Sorry, we love you, but
sorry,
no, ain't
Ryan,
gonna happen.
You're gonna go 0-4.
So, we picked up Joe Flacco for this week because Cam Newton is on a bye, so hopefully he does well for us. And
yeah. I mean, he's been doing pretty good. We just need him to do well against Pitt for one night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night. So
that's it.
And after that, we don't give a fuck.
Right.
You're our bye week quarterback, Joe. We don't care about you normally.
Sorry. Not sorry.
That's how we roll.
That's just how it is. So.
Yeah. I think it's good. I'm feeling less insecure about our bench and our players than I was like last week. I was more like, I don't know who to play.
Well, I think it was hard with that whole benching AJ Green thing.
Oh, that was hard.
I think, and especially bit us in the ass because he scored so many points on our bench. So that was really difficult.
But we still won.
But we still won, and we still have the highest overall points. We're still doing really good. And I mean, it was really quiet on the chat last week. Like,
I know, I don't like it when it gets quiet.
Guys,
I like it when they're all chatty and funny.
They get serious, and that's when it doesn't get, like, they're
fun.
Just, like, they don't want to mess around with it. It's, like, serious business
mm-hmm.
for them, and I just want to, like, fuck around all the time, and nobody's doing anything.
You need to just randomly send that GIF.
Oh, my God.
Just randomly. I tried to send it, but it didn't send it as a GIF. It
no,
was just
a
still
picture.
And I was like, no, this GIF is funny, guys.
That's when Peter was, like, sad hand job. Yes, the picture looks like a sad hand job, but it's not.
It's just a stick figure jumping up and down and his penis flopping up and down.
It's the greatest.
It's the greatest gift
ever.
Ever.
So, yeah, we'll have to do it. The best thing about our text is, or our chat box mm-hmm. is that Kalina and I use the same
app. We're in the same...
We're the same person.
Yes.
Because it's...
We're one team, so but both of us are logged in.
And then we under talk our to team each name. Other, so it looks like to them that we're talking to ourselves.
It just looks like one person's just having a conversation
with themselves, laughing at their own jokes and
and I like to put in and say different things than I would ever normally say, and assume that they all think it's you.
Oh, they always think it's me.
I'm like, this is so funny.
Peter, I know. That's exactly what happened because Peter, the other, was like, I like what you said last time. I was like, that was totally Kalina. And he was like, oh, I can't tell. I'm like, that's the purpose.
That's the point.
That's how it works.
You don't know who's talking.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, anyway, that is our...
Dude, Goff's got 21 points. I just saw that. They're only in the second quarter.
I told you, I did not know why he had Goff on the bench. I felt like that was a weird choice.
He wasn't projected to go that much.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Projections are not right most of the time. I think they make this shit up a lot.
Oh, they have to.
Well.
But I mean.
Yeah, so our opponent, just to catch you guys up, our opponent has both Aaron Rodgers and Goff. And it's Jared Thursday Goff. Night right now. Jared Goff, thank you. I just knew it was a J. I was like, oh, I don't know what his first name is. But right now, as we record, it's Thursday night, and Minnesota's playing at the Rams on TV right now. And mm-hmm. so he's decided to play Rodgers as his quarterback, and he benched Goff. And Goff already has 21 points going into the half.
This is crazy.
So, you know, that's putting a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers to beat Buffalo.
Yeah, and hey, we were contemplating Rudolph. So far, he's
only got 3 points.
The end of the second quarter, and we've only got 3 points from him. So, I think we'll be all right.
That was a hard choice, but
that was. But putting DT back in the slot for that open.
Currently, he's in our flex position, mm-hmm. but we have until Sunday morning to change that. So.
Yeah. I just hope he just comes back and be like, oh, I've been fucking up the last couple games. Let's just start playing.
The whole team could use that. all the Denver Broncos could really start playing.
I guess that's true, too.
Especially against Kansas. But I think they're going to play up to Kansas City. Like, I think that's Denver's biggest fucking problem, is they play down to teams they expect to be bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, we opened the season against Seattle super strong. And then Oakland comes in, and we don't have any respect for Oakland anymore.
Right.
And we barely beat them. Like, we lost the entire game up until that last, 5 minutes. And mm-hmm. then we're like, oh, we can't lose to Oakland at home. And we won. But barely. They barely beat them.
Yeah.
And then last week, we just sucked, kind of. So, I don't know. You know.
They started off strong. Yeah. That was against Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
I
guess I don't really know, because I can't watch, because I work all
week. No, they started off real strong. We thought we were going to annihilate them.
Oh, that's right, because we came right out of the mm-hmm. gate and, like, stopped their punt. We blocked their puck and went in...
For safety, right? Or something.
Not a safety, but we got a touchdown right after, because we got the ball on, like, the 5-yard line or something.
It was...
Yeah, yes. It was amazing. It was and then, good. But then we didn't do anything else.
No, I think they blocked another something cool, and then that was about it. But no, it started off real good, and then it
again, those are all defensive or special teams plays.
Yeah.
Those aren't our offense fucking doing anything. That's our fucking defense or special teams.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So whoever had the, like, I think, no, oh gosh, I don't remember. No, I'm mixing up games. See, this is why I shouldn't watch any other game besides the Broncos games, because I think that I'm watching the Broncos games, and I'm not. I'm watching another team I really, honestly don't care about.
No, I try to watch everything, so. Anyway, all right, we should wrap this one.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and post our roster for everybody to see so that you guys know who we've got. Just giving us some points. And
we're hoping to meet back with you for week 5 and have another win under our belt.
Yeah.
So see you guys later.
All righty, bye-bye.